We have a guest speaker this morning. Pastor Demeke is in the house. Thank you for coming. It's such an honor to have them here, and I believe the Lord has a word for us to be spoken through him, as well as I believe he's planning on giving us, sorry, I'm not sure what's with my tongue this morning. He's planning on giving us an update on Siloam Ministries. So whenever you're ready, I think we have a PowerPoint play. There we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so wonderful to worship with you. The presence of the Lord was here. Amen. Yeah. Jehovah Shammah. You know what it means? The Lord is here. This is a place of worship. So always privileged. After you open the heaven, we just come in and enjoy. After you fight the good fight, we just come in and eat. So it's a blessing to have you here. We have no words. About what is doing among us, just as one body. We have never fight. Is there anybody fight with me? We just have that peace of God. You know, it's amazing. You know, I have a short message for you and for me. And then the dream is coming true. Amen. So we will share that. Please, dream big. People will come to me, no, how can you do this? How can you do that? How can you do this? They will discourage you. But, you know, once you know the big God, you cannot see small thing. Because he is big. Amen. He is the source of everything. He is the creator. So as a body of Christ, we have to dream big. That will come to pass. Yeah. So we're really excited to share what God is doing in this Siloam ministry. I have a very short message. I think you can teach it through the year, all year. Very wide message, but shortly I want to say something. First of all, I would like to thank you for this leadership, for Pastor Sidney and his wife, and everybody working with them to give us this privilege. Really, thank you. They are so loving people. So I want to say thank you. I want to hear a clap for this, please. Yeah. I really enjoy with some of you here, especially prayer warriors. You have a few, but in the near future, we'll see all of you will come for prayer, I believe. I really want to thank Brother Larry. He always asking me how the mission is going, how the church is going. And he prayed. Sometimes he just knocked the door and he come. And he is full of presence of the Lord. And he just lay on hand on me and pray. I enjoy that. And this is your fruit, what you see today. Thank you, sister. We have such an awesome people among us. Okay. Jonah chapter 1. I don't want to speak about Jonah, but I heard a voice, so that I want to just loud that voice to us. Jonah chapter 1, verse 6. You know what happened, Jonah? I saw twice the Jonah. Did you see sight and sound? No, three times. I saw it three times. I love the fish flying there, you know. It's an amazing story, amazing. So in this chapter, Jonah, you know, he disobeyed the Lord. He don't want to do it. He has his own genuine reason. He's not a mean man or a mean prophet. He's a good prophet, I'm telling you. Because when you see him obeying again on that crude, harsh people, he just walk in and preach the gospel. When he disobey God and flee to the opposite side, he was in the ship, right? I was amazed what happened there. He was sleeping downstairs. He was sleeping. I question always, why? How come this, he don't have peace with God? How can he sleep in that place? And I heard the voice, the church is sleeping. We are sleeping. It is time. My message is very short. It is time to wake up. It is time to stand up. Here the captain come and say, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray to your God. Why are you sleeping? I believe the captain, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, speak to us today. Church, why are you sleeping? It's time to pray. Everything around us is not right. We have to come together for prayer. I don't want to prophesy this will come, but you know, there might be a time that we cannot sit together to worship. There might be a time to come, will be tested. This is the right time to pray. We have the freedom. We work hard for our own life. So many hours. Why not 1 hour for God? We say we love you. Oh, Jesus said, if you love me, I am waiting for you. I want a fellowship with you. That's why Jesus loved Mary. She sit and listen. That's his prayer. She sits and listen. She chooses the better one. She chooses the best. And then if you see the pages of the New Testament, especially in John, you will see her the right time. You will see her. She's an amazing woman. She is an amazing, she has a lot of followers. When her brother died, you know, when her brother died, when Martha get up, nobody get up. Run to Jesus. And she just blah, 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 say something. But Mary, she heard that he's coming, but she stayed still until he called her, until he wants her. So when she get up, everybody get up. How? Because she know how to sit at the feet of Jesus. She can impact other people. The presence of the Lord all over her. One time, she came. There is a celebration. She came with an ointment. She know how to serve the Lord, and she know how to sit. She know the right time because she know how to pray. So she came the right time when God, Jesus needed that. Anointed him. She is prophesying, my Lord is going to go to the grave. And he testified, she did it for me. We should pray. It's no time to sleep. No, it is no time to sleep. I can understand if, you know, Jesus sleep in the boat, right? In the storm. You can't sleep in the storm if you are right with God. He sleeps in the storm because he have a peace of God. I understand. When Peter is waiting for his days, he's going to be slaughtered. But he was sleeping dead. Go and read the Acts. He was sleeping, and the angel even surprised. And he has to kick him. Get up. Because this man knows how to pray. When the tribulation comes, he just relax. This is a good time. If you pray now, in the future, your peace is there. Only the people who were praying, were present when Stephanus died to bury him. Only few prayer warriors. They are invisible. Everybody is scattered. Everybody was scattered. Because there is a persecution to the church. But there are few people praying in Jerusalem. They were present there at the days of Stephanus. Invisible. I remember when in Djibouti, God saved us in that Muslim country, and always there is a trouble, always there is a problem, always, and they come the government announced that the refugee has to deported from this day to this day, and we heard that. When we heard that, we just go, close our doors, and fast and pray. Amazingly, they come, surround us. They can't knock our door. They took all the people outside. This is happened 4, 5, 6 times. That is your protection. Why are you sleeping? This is not a time to sleep. Why not? Why not we come early morning before we go to work for 15 minutes together, praying tongues, shande, leke, pora, basa, ara, you know, binding all the power of darkness and go to your work. Why not? This year, the Lord spoke to me, this is the time of prayer and also the time of the Holy Spirit to manifest. I knew it, and we started fasting 40 days ago for 21 days, and I cannot stop it. Keep fasting. Keep fasting. The 40 days is over, and I said, no, I cannot stop. I have to go. Church, when there is concert, I believe everybody comes. A good speaker comes. A good preacher comes. This place will be packed, right? Jesus calling us for prayer. He's waiting. Our lover is waiting. Let him in English after proverb, what is the book? What is that? After Ecclesiastic? Psalm is before. Song of Solomon. In Song of Solomon, there is a beautiful lady, the bride. Her lover come to have fellowship with her, to sit with her, to talk with her. He has something to say to her. He just knocked. She heard it. But she said, oh, I took my shoes off. I put my nail polish on my nail. I put my pajama on. Well, I'm comfortable now. That's how we are saying. I'm comfortable now. He just tried to open the door. He can't. He's very gentle, knocking the door. And then he left. I don't want to see that to this church. I don't want to see that to me. I would like to die with Jesus. Yeah, I want to obey him. Have a fellowship with him. You know, Jesus, when he starts his ministry, he started with prayer. Do you know? When he finished his ministry, he finished it with prayer. He's God. But he prayed. He's an example for us. With a human body, he's showing us how to walk in the Spirit. 40 days. The Holy Spirit led him to the desert. to be tempted. And for 3 days he was praying and fasting. Then he defeated Satan. A prayer man, a prayer woman can defeat the temptation. Amen? Whatever temptation comes to you, if you are a prayer person, you overcome that. At the end, when he finished his journey, he took three of his disciples, I guess Peter, John, who's the other one? James, thank you. And he said, let us pray. This is the time. In the place of, I think, Gethsemane, the prayer, that's the place? Gethsemane, whatever. He was praying. Now, that was the hardest time for Jesus. He was sweating blood. That's how very intense, a powerful time with the darkness. He was struggling to fulfill why he came to this world. And he prayed one prayer. Father, if you will, let this cup pass. That much, it was hard for him. When he go back to the disciples, they were sleeping. Come on. Get up. It's no time to sleep. The captain said, get up. It's time to pray. Otherwise, you can't afford it. And he said, can't you, what is the word, for 1 hour? Help me back, please. Huh? Yeah, can't you watch and pray for 1 hour? 1 hour prayer will save your life, your church, your family. 1 hour a day. Hallelujah. Please, church, let us start praying together. Let this door open 24 hours if needed. But I want to see more people not to listen to the sermon, but to kneel down before the King and pray. The prayer of the righteous. Can you finish it? Hallelujah. You are the righteous person. You are the righteous people. Your prayer can change things in our church. We always pray every day except Saturday and Sunday evening. We don't have the means to come together here, but we have a telephone conference. We pray like we are sitting together. Every day. This comes in our life a habit. That's wonderful. It's a good habit. We are addicted now. Good addiction. Amen. So we cannot miss. I don't want to miss it. Everybody, now's the time. And they start praying together for Lancaster City, you know, to the crime to go down, you know, many people to be saved. We pray for our government. We pray for our leader, president. Are you? If you want to do the will of God, let me tell you one thing. Pray for the president. That's how it says in Timothy. Pray for the president. Don't say words that, you know, he's disabled with this, disabled with that. Who are we? Come on. We are a prayer warriors. God is working in us, through us, if we only pray together. Let's stand and pray together, please. Would you stand up? Would you be willing to obey the word and to start the prayer in continuity in this place, wherever, in your home, in teleconference, whatever, wherever. Personally also. Let me tell you, if you once learn how to sit under his feet, that is a place of satisfaction, a joy. That's a place of peace. Just close the door. Just don't do it an hour. Just 10 minutes with Jesus. Do it. Not with your husband, just alone. Close and, you know, maybe just put another chair for him. Imagine that he's sitting there. And sit with him. Listen to him. He will speak to you. You will get inner strength. He's beautiful. He's awesome. He's amazing. He's loving. Lord, I pray. The prayer of intercession come up in this place. The prayer thanksgiving. Let the prayer warrior appointed, anointed in this place. Decide now, brothers and sisters. Decide to do it. That's what Jesus needed. That's why I'm here. I don't think it's for Siloam, but for this message. I am here to tell you, why are you sleeping? Let your Holy Spirit work through us, Father. Roche de l'entrasse patoro sope. Still like everybody, pray in another tongue now. Ronto kala sidi atrove kal, fatur. Embriaduna sik letin jeke sakato vescendere katasa. Epidamo grasek lenta rogine le crasso para danasca. Vikelo sha avel nama brobese krinigation trapassata namas. Elegine aklatro vese krene mesetele. Rova la hatinia sombra kiton sandesh. Ebidine kombra yatulo vosto provoko sintra lamas. Ezvala donan sembre ketineji katunajat. Pez. Malo risembra klavirna bradoste vredi krama. Regeshindo klashande amokre vesinterde. Toroman berra sekle dren sempre la dinamasia to sopra. Mere le vesso pravagadi o shombe la cassi. Men corri gene le transando, setsandos. Broccolo donomonte rasata resando. Bridol alvanora massi crescere ne messen. Le resende le crene messen. We break every yoke in the name of Jesus. Rogenda la crama sandala la massa. Rekasi tolomono nanamasse. Hudi, shota, lados, teramam, brege, sato. Barne ladonamas. Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Rande sotolo vijana la crescente. Giolai ne cresketile membrosatine jetandos. Potvale carne gregidine amombra ladasti. Elotania mambre secreledine messo. Rubo, sitecla. Veneghiascole jramparrosi de senta. Ran te kobadi sekije
Pronto, o codia no masse, tenijando calajana, prera satalasan, non ramanacassa talananta, dinese teredicassa toshi, robo setere nemes, ragele ketere nemes, halalashide setere nemes, le rese ketene gento prava set, gerre setene mes. Rosso Tolomoso. Rolo sette recente. Dice sendra cascioca la sette. Ibrido la mambre secre ne messi. Reca sacra na massa. Shidolos. We bind all evil power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Soteka, Jesus Christus. Hallelujah.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me smile.
For this reason, all who obey you should pray to you while they still can. Proverbs says this, when trouble rise like a flood, they will not reach them. Hallelujah. God bless you. Can you shout to the Lord? Clap your hands. Amen. Yeah, in our country, especially the ladies, have a way of praising the Lord, and their tongue is just vibrating, and they say, "Hallelujah, praise God." Amen. Come on, Gayo. She is an amazing, 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 amazing.
Thank you so much. I was sitting and thinking, 2 years ago, I don't know how many of you remember, Pastor Sidney opened the door for us to come here to give our testimony of our asylum ministry. And I remember that day, the prayer and the anointing. What happened here? And we waited 2 years. Pastor Sidney, Karen, and John are part of our board member. And Pastor Sidney is vice president. He was a president, now he's vice president because he's so busy. We waited 2 years. And I remember 2 years ago when we came here, you blessed to send us home. You even paid our fare to go home to assess what's going on. We thought the door had opened the door, but the door closed. And we were puzzled. We did not know what is going on. We prayed and waited. Waiting is so hard. Today, I'm so excited. I'm so happy to say this. That is the city where I was born. To go back after almost 40 years to minister to our people is a privilege. To tell you the truth, my body can't handle the traveling, the accommodation was going on there. But I know one thing, His grace is sufficient. And your prayer and your support, I cannot tell you what it means to us. So today we here we are to say, Asylum Ministry, the Lord willing, will launch end of March. The Lord has done so much in these past 2 years. The Lord had given us that land to build a school down the road, We have a bigger vision to reach out. It is about 92% Muslim population in that area. So we just want to reach out with the clinic, help them take care of their body need. And in the meantime, I met a pharmacist at work. I work as a nurse in Harrisburg Rehab. He used to volunteer for a place called anyway, they donate clinic supply. So I called them and I said, I heard about you. How are you going to help us? They said, we have everything you need, but you need $20,000. I said, $20,000? I said, we don't have $20,000. I said, let me talk to the board and see what the board have to say. My flesh want to do it, but of course I have to go through the board. So I brought it to the board, and they allow us to pay that. Then we needed another $3,000. Then I called. I said, we don't have another $3,000. What am I going to do? They said, let's see what we can do. So they came up with $13,000, and the Lord provided us with $13,000. We paid, and this container right now is on the way to Ethiopia. Right now. Yeah. We have everything we need for the clinic. Even more, even syringe, dressing material, for echocardiogram machine, for ultrasound machine, for X-ray. I mean, name it. I mean, we have everything in that container. Now, we need you to pray. This container is going through Europe. It's going to go through a country called Djibouti, where we were as refugees, a Muslim country. There might be a lot of issue with the custom, but we know one thing. The Lord is able. Yeah, and we want you to pray. Another thing I would like you to pray is right now in our country, there is unrest. The prime minister of Ethiopia stepped down. We don't know why. People are asking us, how are you going to go down now with this unsettlement in the country? But the Lord told us to go. Yeah. So we're leaving on the 5th of March, yeah. Right? So this container now is delayed because in Maine, there was some storm. So it was delayed 2 weeks because of the storm. So it is going to be delayed to get back home. So we're praying the Lord will hasten and it will make it on time because we'd like to be there for the opening ceremony of the clinic. So that's where we are. The Lord has done so much. It's amazing how he leads us to people. I mean, come on, you know, how we meet people, you know. And so that is what come out of Siloam, Ethiopia. And also we met something called Blessing International. I don't know if some of you heard that also. Last year during our fundraising, one nurse came and talked to me. She said, have you heard of Blessing International? I said, no, who are they? They said, they sell medical supply for real cheap price. So all this medicine you see there, we ordered and it came. We paid less than $200, right, Joe? We paid for all this medication. We have a lot of blood pressure medicine for diabetic, antiseptic, antibiotics, quite a bit of medication we're going to carry with us. That came for less than $200. Now we got so excited, we ordered another $300 more. So hopefully it will make it by Wednesday. So that, and also we met a place here in Salanga. They have a free medical supply. They gave us 3 boxes of materials, which we're going to take. So John's 2 suitcases going for those materials. So we're so excited, and we're so glad for John to come along, yeah, because it's good for him to see what the Lord is doing. Actually, he might look white, but he's more Ethiopian than I am. He really, truly is. He did such a great job last year when they went together. So, he got sick, but John was not sick. Yeah, he handled it so well. So now, this trip is going to be, we're going to meet MCC representative. MCC stands for Mennonite Central Committee, which is in here in Akron. Also, we got connected through another nurse who came for the fundraising. We made an appointment. We're meeting with them on March 7th, 10 o'clock. We're hoping they will help us with some of the salary for the staff there. Then we're meeting with Siloam Ethiopia board member in Harar, And we're going to visit the clinic and different churches locally. And we're going to finalize interview Siloam Ethiopia ministry, nursing staff, and whoever will be employed there, because we really want them to take it as a ministry than a job, to do the, you know, to do the work of the Lord. And we're going to promote Clear Medical. Okay, I can't see my hand. Yeah, so that is why this trip is going to be. So anyway, so now this trip, like as I say, if the Lord put in your heart in any way to support us, it will be a blessing. Because even though Siloam had paid that $13,000, some of our board members, it was a challenge. Because whatever money we had, actually, literally right now, we had $19,000 left. We have monthly expenses. As you see there, $13,000 what we've sent for some shelves. And certain things is not in the container, so we have to buy it when we get there. So those are the expenses we need. And what we really need, if the Lord put in your heart, is we need a monthly supporter, ongoing. We know the Lord is the one who started this. It is going to be a large clinic. It's more than what we thought is going to happen. So you started this vision with us, and we wanted to walk with this vision with us. We're going to reach out so many people for the kingdom of God. Someday when the Lord sees us up there, he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. We no ethnic group, no color, no country will hold us. We are beyond that. Pastor Sidney right now is in Turkey, in Istanbul. Who will think of that? It's not the Lord. And we're so grateful. How many refugees are there now, right now, being ministered by Pastor Sidney right now? How many lives have been changed? We're sitting here, but our money does a miracle out there. And we're very grateful. We truly are grateful and thankful about all of you. When the Lord brought you here, all of you have been such a blessing to us. Truly speaking, every Sunday when I come here, it feels like we're siblings. You know, we just push each other and, you know, do whatever we need to do. And it is the Spirit of God. It's not us, because we are humans, you know, especially in America. You guys have that space, you know, you just have to keep. But I don't see that with this church, truly speaking. In Ethiopia, in this row, maybe 20, 30 people sit. And that's how I feel with you, you know, because the Lord has set us free. And we're free indeed. So we're very grateful and thankful. Please keep praying for us, for the safe travel, especially for the safe arrival of the container, and timely arrival. So thank you so much for everything you've done for us, and thank you for walking with us, and we're very grateful. I wish Pastor Sidney was here, but I know his spirit is here. Thank you all.
John, why don't you come up here? Pastor Demeke, Wangayu, let's never miss an opportunity to pray. Amen. I'm looking at that container, and I heard in the Spirit, converge, convergent. Jesus is the author and finisher of what he started. And 2 weeks late is nothing to the Lord. But he loves to give us opportunity to pray in faith, because he loves to answer our prayers. Amen. So let's gather. Church, come on, stand up. Let's all engage in prayer and pray for this. This is a project of the Lord. And the Lord wants you to be involved in this, because he wants to reward you. He wants to bless you. He wants you to be a part of the global church. So, Father, we thank you right now for this man and woman of God, and John, who's also going. Yes. Father, we thank you that you have started this as a seed, and your children have said yes to you, and it has grown and expanded, exponential. And we're seeing your hand in it, and you have so much more yet to do. But as we take these steps of faith, walking alongside your spirit and your perfect will, Father, we speak to that container. And we see, container, you be delivered on time in the name of Jesus. Angels of God, Father, loose, we're asking you, Father, to loose your angels, even to pick that container up and move it if necessary, for it to be in Ethiopia in a timely manner, that your plans, Father, come to pass perfectly, perfectly, on time, yes, and unharmed. No, it's not even opened. It's just taken there the way it is, because it's your container, Father. It's your things. And Father, you have a plan for it. So we put our prayers in agreement. Father, you said to pray your prayer. Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Father, your plan is that container to be delivered on time, safely, unhindered, for this opening of the clinic. So we all stand in agreement and we say, yes, Lord, your will be done. Father, we pray for the safety of the travel of all who are going. Father, we pray for the health and the strength in their bodies. These bodies, lay your hands on one guy. They're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we pray for the strength and the joy of the Lord, unspeakable, full of glory. Every cell coming into agreement with the word of God that by the stripes of Jesus, you are is the healed. Amen. Hallelujah. The pressure is on you, Jesus, and on your blood. We just come in agreement with it. We thank you, Father, all unhindered travel, that there's great divine appointments and divine favor and divine finances coming in, more and above anything they'd ever dreamed or hoped. That's the God we serve. And Father, we pray for the people that are there already, that their hearts are filled with expectancy and joy. And there's many coming in to volunteer and to help. The right ones for leadership are coming in agreement right now, that you are positioning them in advance, Father, for this whole work of God. The steps of the righteous are ordered of the Lord. And Father, we trust you. We trust you for this whole project, this whole thing. We lay it in your hands and we say yes to you. Yes and amen. Have your perfect will. Have your perfect will come to pass, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Father, I thank you. For the people that are going to be touched through this ministry, we just pray for open hearts. For the spirit of darkness to be broken in that region. That Jesus be preached. That love is spread. That lives are changed. That people are healed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. No, maladi se se shila. Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I've been the Lord saying, you have asked,
yes.
I have answered.
Amen.
Amen.
And let's just thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the great answer. Hallelujah. 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 Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What a great report you're going to be bringing back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John, you don't know how important what you're going to do is. Hearts are going to be opened. Unity in the church will be brought about because of how God's going to use you. And you, young lady, Thank you for your healing power, your supernatural strength, your standing and standing and standing and standing for the healing power of Jesus Christ. And the orchestrator of this whole thing, Father, this couple, hallelujah, that has been called and has been faithful and has stood and stood in spite of all that the enemy has thrown at them. God is a champion, and he will bring victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're dismissed. Just remember, there's going to be a basket at the back if you missed the mission offering and want to sow into Siloam. Thank you for sharing. Let's receive that into our hearts, seal it into our spirits. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. You are at Church of the Word, family. Hallelujah. It's so good to be back. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, visiting my beautiful family there, and glad to be home. Got in about 11 last night. You know, we had talked about how all the gifts of the Spirit are as the Spirit wills, right? But we have a part to play on how we can create the atmosphere that the Holy Spirit feels welcomed. He feels celebrated. So how do we do that? Let's look at the Word. There's lots of examples. But in 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, it talks about the King Jehoshaphat feared the Lord. He set to seek the Lord and to proclaim a fast for the multitude. And they did. And the Lord responded by saying, "Do not be afraid or dismayed for the reason of these great multitude of enemy, for the battle is not yours but the Lord's. You need not fight in this battle. Set yourself and stand." And just Jehoshaphat, he bowed his head to the face, his face to the ground, and they worshiped the Lord. And when they worshiped the Lord, he stood up and set to praise the Lord. It says in verse 19, to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Amen? God loves to hear your voice. You might think it's okay to... hello. But he loves a loud voice because he likes to know that you mean it. Everybody say, Jesus! Hallelujah. You know, he sits on the throne and he's looking at us. And the Bible says that our praise is like sweet incense that just rises up to him. Well, if you're whispering, it's going to take a long time to get there. Right? But if you're praising with a loud voice, it's got momentum and it's going up. Now, when we collectively praise like that, do you think the Holy Spirit is going to love it? What does Psalms 22:3 say? It says, he inhabits the praises of his people. That means he's among us in the praises. So look in verse 21. The king, appointed singers to the Lord, that they should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army, praising the Lord. And they, as they praised the Lord, God set ambushes against the enemy. Would you like God to do that for you? Would you like God to set ambushes against your debt? Against those symptoms in your body? Would you like that? Well, what did he say? What does the Word say to do? To praise him. Can you lift your holy hands and praise the Lord? Can you do that? That's a question. You have free will, but the Lord is watching. He's looking. Can his people stand and lift their hands, their holy hands, and worship and praise? Let's stand and worship the Lord together. Let's give him a praise that the Father can hear on the throne this morning. Hallelujah. Sits on the throne, and the word in Psalm says the earth is his and everything in it. Do you know you're in good hands? You're in safe hands. As a son of God, as a born-again believer, you belong to him. And the Father is very good at watching and looking out for you. If he looks at the sparrow and considers the sparrow, how much more is he considering your ways? Amen. One of the songs says that we live for the kingdom to come. Well, the kingdom has come. And the kingdom of God is within you. That kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy brings with it the element of strength. If you need strength today in any area of your life, you need more joy. You don't really need more strength, you just need more joy. And you don't have to look very far for it. You can look right inside of you. Because that joy is like living waters bubbling up. I remember a time in my life where I needed joy. And the Bible says, leap for joy. So I started jumping up and down like a human pogo stick. And all of a sudden, I just started laughing. The word works. If you believe what the Father said in his word, and you simply obey it, the word will come alive in you. Joy, peace, love, all the fruits of the Spirit have been deposited in you as a born-again child of God. Are you glad that you're a born-again child of God today? Can you just say hallelujah? Praise Jesus! We thank the Lord Jesus for his obedience, his faithfulness to do the Father's will. He came and he redeemed us all by his blood, by his life, the shedding of the blood on the cross. The cross is so significant to each and every one of us, isn't it? That's where we all began, is at the cross. But that's not where we stay. We continue to grow in God with the help of the Holy Spirit, baptism of the Holy Spirit, baptizing in water, in the Word of God, learning how to be an ambassador and a child of God here in the flesh. Isn't that a great journey that we all get to do together? Hallelujah. Your strengths come into my weaknesses. My strengths help your weaknesses. And see, when we honor and respect one another as the body of Christ, we all can glean from one another's strengths. But you got to honor each other in order to get that. Amen? That doesn't leave any room for unforgiveness or offenses. Does it? No room for any of that. Just, everybody, love.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the commandment we live under, is to love the Lord our God with all our heart and to love our neighbor as ourself. So we get this time in the flesh to practice our love walk and get better at it. Amen? I don't know about you, but I love that. I love that. And it's our joy to do that. I think all of you know that Billy Graham went home for his eternal reward this week. There's something very significant about that. And I've been asking the Lord and set myself aside in the presence of God to glean. Father, what are you doing now? This is monumental. And Billy Graham was a very unique evangelist. He was a statesman evangelist. He went to the governments of nations. And they say he went to 184 nations. There's about 170 now. So I'm thinking about all this, and I'm praying in the Spirit, and I'm saying, Father, what are you saying now? This is a new beginning for all of us, because that mantle has been pushed back or thrown back into the soil. From the soil, Billy Graham came, and that mantle, his mantle, statesman, evangelist, came on all of us. It's special. There's something about it. I'd love for you to spend some time and meditate about this, but I think we're entering into a whole new thing that the Holy Spirit's going to bring us. So I hope you're ready. I hope you're prepared. I hope you're excited. I know I am. This is what we've been born for, what we're entering into, the greatest revival that we have ever seen, the greatest move of the gifts of the Spirit on your life. You're going to be in awe and wonder. Remember I said in January it's going to be a wow year? Have you been wowed so far? I sure have, but I know more of that is to come. And see, if you're expecting that from the Lord, you will get it. If you're living just status quo as a normal Christian, you may miss it. So get before the Lord and saying, I want to be used in this new move of God. I want to be a part. I don't want to miss out on anything you're doing. So involve yourself and say yes to the Lord. Amen. Because it could happen today. Amen. Father, we lift up Pastor Sid to you, who is in Istanbul right now. We thank you, Father, for what you've done through this man of God in his journey with you over in that area of the world. And Father, we thank you for the global church. You are rising up the global church, and we're part of that global church here in America. And Father, we pray for our president and all who are in leadership in our country, America, right now. We lift them up to you, Father. We say, Father, that they're born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, devil-smashing men and women of God. That they are doing your will, Father. Your will in our government, which is righteousness, which is peace. And Father, we thank you that the enemy is defeated. The enemy is destroyed. The enemy is toothless, armless. And Father, we thank you that your perfect will is coming to pass, not only in our governments, but in the global church, in our very personal lives. We're walking with you, doing the will of the Father. Father, we're so grateful to be in this house today. Grateful to be a part of your body. Grateful for Jesus. Grateful for the Word of God. Grateful for the blood. Grateful, grateful children. Singing and praising and worshiping you. Yeah. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Why don't we just lift our hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have so much to be grateful for. So much to be thankful for. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. What a great God we serve. Well, one way we love God is by what? Loving one another. So turn to your neighbors, turn to your brothers and sisters in the Lord, and let them know how much you love them.
Well, good morning, family. Good to see everybody this morning. It's good to have Karen back with us. Hope you had a good trip. All right. Good to see everybody loving on each other. We're a house of love here.
Amen.
Well, we're going to prepare to return our tithes to the Lord this morning.
Amen.
How many know it is the Lord's? Amen. Do we have any first-time guests here this morning? If you're here for the first... Oh, there we go. Good to have you here. Welcome. Woo. Ushers, could we get a card to her? Do I have any ushers? We have a card where you can fill out some information and just put it in the offering basket then. I see an usher there. All right. Does anybody need any cash envelopes for their giving this morning? Raise your hand. Our ushers will get something. All right. Well, we are going to turn to 1 Timothy 6 this morning. 1 Timothy 6, verse 17. I'll just tell you a little bit of the order. After we receive the tithe, I'll do announcements, and then we're going to receive our monthly mission offering. So that is coming. And also at the end of the service, I'll put a basket at the back to sow into Siloam Ministries as well. Or you can put it in the mission offering. That's fine, too. So in light of the mission offering, I'm going to read out of 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 through 19. It says, instruct those who are rich in the present age not to be arrogant or to set their hope on the uncertainty of wealth, but on God, who richly provides us with all things to enjoy. Instruct them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the age to come, so they may take hold of life that is real. Now, lest anyone checked out that first sentence, notice it said, instruct those who are rich in this world. Any of you ate yesterday? Anybody planning to eat today? Does anybody own more things than they can carry on their back? Anybody drive here in a car? All right. We are the rich in this age, whether you think so or not, in comparison to the world. You are rich if you live in this country, all right? So this is talking to us. Instruct those who are rich in this present age not to be arrogant or to set our hope on the uncertainty of riches. You know, even if you want to say, no, I'm poor, and you want to stick to that, well, this instruction's for us, because when you're low on funds, you can be very tempted to look at money as the source. That's the answer, and not put your trust in God. He is the source. He is the answer. So either way, this is applying to us. We trust God, not money, right? Amen. Like in Proverbs says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. See, it's not an either or. It's not a, well, if I give and I share and I'm generous, that now I do without. Did we read that part where he says, you know, trust in him because he gives us all things to enjoy richly. He's for us. He's about us having nice things to enjoy in this life. It's not, well, if I give now, I'm doing without. He is for you. And I mean, I think it's a great retirement plan. I mean, store up for yourselves. I mean, some translations say treasure in heaven, so for the age to come. And some translations say so they may grasp that which is life indeed. You're partnering with something bigger. I mean, the plan of God, furthering the kingdom of God when we sow into these missions and ministries that we're about to. I know this is going to be the tithe, but thinking going forward. I just want to say this right here. Cindy was telling me, he says, tell the people, They have no idea how important the financial aid has been to the Mirabellas, the financial aid that's been given. He said it's been so crucial to them for the work going on there. He said they have no idea, no idea. So I just, when I look at this congregation, I see some of the most generous and giving people you'll ever meet. So I say, God's pleased. You've been such a blessing to them. Amen. All right, well, let's pray over our offerings. Take your hold of your tithe, your offerings. Father, we are so grateful to you. You take such good care of us. And we just love you, and we're so thankful that you're for us and that you fight for us and that you want good things for us. And Father, we give you our tithes, we return them to you, and we just stand on your word, believe the promises that come with the tithe. And in Jesus' name, amen. All right, ushers, you can pass the baskets. And then once they're back in, we'll take up, we will receive the mission offering then. Pastor Sid said to tell you all that this has been the best trip so far. And he said that he'll tell me all about it when he gets back. He didn't, when he was talking to me last night, he didn't have a lot of time to, you know, go into the detail, but just some of the miracles that he's seen, some of the they did a lot of praying for people. They went to a Syrian refugee camp, blessed a lot of people with Bibles. You guys have been a part of that. I just want you to know, I mean, sometimes, you know, you think, okay, I'm just, you know, don't lose sight of what you're doing, of the effects that your money's reaching when you give into the offering like that. So you've been a part of something way big. It's been the best trip yet. He said he'll tell me about it when he gets back. A lot of stories to tell me, so excited to hear about that. All right, do we have ushers back yet? Or okay. So if you need a cash envelope for your giving in the mission offering, go ahead and raise your hand. And just to remind you, the way our mission offering is if you have a personal mission, you know, that you're aware of, you want to sow it through the church, you will get receipted. We'll make sure it gets to them. Just to mention a couple of opportunities, of course, we know that there's the Mirabellas and the Barclays and Larry and Kay Mills. Also, Janelle Martin is partnering up with YWAM, and so we have her. There's John Lehman that is fixing to go to Ethiopia soon, and Silo Ministries, as we said, has many opportunities there. We are also, just to give you a second opportunity, if you didn't put, or didn't, you missed the basket for the Silo fundraiser or giving, you can also do it at the back, at the end of the service. So I will have a basket, or the ushers will have a basket at the back for that. But so however you want to do it, just memo it and we'll see to it that it gets to the correct place. All right, let's pray over the mission offering and we'll pass the baskets. Father, we just are so grateful again to you for your goodness and for that we have the ability to reach these far corners of the earth. We're just so grateful for the means to go. And we give you these offerings. We ask you to bless it. Let this seed bring many souls into the kingdom. Just ask that it's able to go further even than what we can see, our funds that we're giving, that it would be far-reaching and be very fruitful for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, the ushers can pass the baskets.